President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, received 3 years in prison in federal court this morning for an assortment of crimes, including violating campaign finance law with hush money payments during the 2016 presidential race. The development raises new questions about the legal perils facing the Trump administration. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Renato Mariotti, former federal prosecutor and a contributor to Politico magazine. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
So we know what the sentencing documents meant for Michael Cohen. What do they mean in terms of what could be ahead in the further investigations?
Well, we know that the Southern District of New York, the federal prosecutors that handled this prosecution, are continuing their investigation. They gave immunity to a man named Alan Weisselberg, who is the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. Today, they announced a deal that they came to with the company that owns the National Enquirer, in which that company admitted that the payments that were made to these women were made for the purpose of influencing the election, which is something the prosecutors need to prove. So they're clearly continuing to move forward, and I think the question now is, you know, who are they trying to charge? And I think some of the obvious choices would be the people who have been referred to in the Cohen charging documents, which include individuals who work at the Trump Organization, including very high-ranking people in that organization that may be Trump's family members.
The way all this played out today in terms of the sentencing, in what ways do you see that impacting others who are cooperating in these investigations?
Well, I think one thing that people saw is certainly Michael Cohen, despite facing a smorgasbord, I think to use the judge's word, of federal crimes that he had committed, that Michael Cohen nonetheless got a sentence that reflected his cooperation. And there have been others recently who are, have gotten second sentencing recommendations like Michael Flynn that reflect their cooperation. So I think that, one thing that people have seen is there is a value in cooperating with the government. On the other hand, I think, if I was representing somebody who was ensnared in all this, I would see the determination of federal prosecutors in New York. They have been very relentless in pursuing this case. They appear to continue to be doing so. So, there are many different angles from which the legal problems for the president's associates are coming.
I have to ask you a follow-up question. You mentioned that it's possible that a number of high-ranking members of the Trump Organization could be targeted, members of Mr. Trump's family. What about a direct indictment of the president?
Well, there is guidance that the Justice Department has issued from many years ago that says that a sitting president, should not be indicted by the Justice Department. I think it's more likely that until the president leaves office, that I think he's more likely to be named as an unindicted co-conspirator. In other words, if a Trump Organization member is named, you could imagine the president being listed as individual one, it's stating in the document that he conspired with that person. Famously, that happened to Richard Nixon, and it ultimately was part of the reason that his presidency ultimately came to an end. Here, what I would say is if I did represent the president, I would be very concerned about an indictment coming after his presidency.
Real quickly, before we let you go, and we're speculating, obviously, but do you have any sense at this point where in the investigation Mr. Mueller is? I mean, are we almost there, halfway through? I mean, how would you characterize, based on your own tea leaf reading, if you will?
Sure. I think the New York prosecutors that handled the Cohen case are much further ahead than Robert Mueller at this point. Mr. Mueller still seems to be working on charges of Roger Stone and some of his associates like Jerome Corsi. It's not clear when his probe is coming to an end. There's a lot of redacted material that suggests there's more out there. Whereas the New York prosecutors, they seem like they are very far down the road.
Well, thanks for spending time with us. Renato Mariotti, former federal prosecutor and contributor to Politico magazine.